Welcome back. Jim and the Buckeye Boy from the Bozarth Miller Chevrolet Buick Studios, the most trusted name in automobiles. We have Alpine Bank Junior College World Series going on this weekend. Colorado Mesa, they're hoping to be here. Didn't work out that way. They're on the road at Angelo State, Texas, in San Angelo, Texas. We'll have game one of the series tomorrow night on the team, best two out of three, and a pregame at 5:15 for that one. Then the games on Saturday will shift over to 1100 KNZZ 92.7 FM. But he covers Angelo State. Jeremy Bryant joins us. Jeremy, I appreciate the time. It's always good to get back together and chat, because normally when we're talking, that means our respective college teams are probably squaring off against each other in the postseason. And once again, the Mavericks and the Rams square off with a spot at Cary, North Carolina at stake starting tomorrow night.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Jim. I know you're right. It feels like we do this every year. And you know, this year we did in basketball. Angelo
right.
Mesa playing basketball. And now this has almost become an annual tradition in baseball. You know, this is the third time that Division II has had super regionals. They started the format in 2019. And Mesa and Angelo State have played each other in every single super regional since 2019.
Yeah, that shows how good both these programs are and their respective conferences, and the Lone Star for the Rams and for the Mavericks and the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference. And when you look at it, you know, the Angelo State has the 5-4 lead in the series all time. You mentioned last year that it was the Mavericks unfortunately falling to Angelo State last year for the Rams. It was a chance to go on and play in Cary, North Carolina. But when you look at this year's team, I think with Colorado Mesa, the feeling was, Jeremy, that it might take a step or two back because they're losing the National Player of the Year, two-time National Player of the Year, and Hayden McGeary to graduate. Well, he moved on. He was going to play at Kentucky, then got drafted. Caleb Farmer moved on. He's playing in the minors now. Likewise for Spencer Bramwell. That was a lot of offense the Mavericks lost with those three players. But they went out and did something they've never done before. That's hit 100 home runs and steal 100 bases in a season. They've had sensational years from Harrison Rogers and Julian Boyd. It's a Maverick baseball team that in some ways might be a more dangerous team than one last year that Angelo State faced.
Yeah, I think you might be right. They're fourth in the nation in home runs. They're, like you mentioned before, top 30 in stolen bases in the country. And yeah, it used to be, you know, they would wait for that walk and the hit by pitch and get the 2-3 run homer to beat you. And it's not just the home run. You know, like you mentioned, over 100 stolen bases. And they got, you know, Mesa's got four guys that have at least 10 home runs this year. Angelo State does not have one that's had 10 home runs. So that's where a big difference is in the power. And these two teams are both top five in the nation in hitting. They're both top 20 in the country in fielding. So they can hit. They can play defense. Pitching, the Rams are top five in the country in ERA. You know, Mesa's done well there as well. So it is interesting, but you mentioned Mesa's got some guys that have been there for a while, like Conrad Villaporte and Harrison Rogers. They are, you know, it's a veteran team. But I really think it's going to come down to, you know, this offense that Mesa has, that, like you mentioned, that is can beat you in a number of ways. Small ball, they can beat you with power against an Angelo State pitching staff led by Cade Bragg, who has the lowest ERA in the country and a very deep staff this year. Which one is stronger, the power and the offense of Mesa or that pitching staff of Angelo State?
Jeremy Bryant with the Angelo State Radio Network with us today on the team. Rams are top five in Division II in both batting average and ERA. And you mentioned Cade Bragg and how good he is. Guy that was, I believe, what you told me the other day at Texas Tech. Give us a little bit of the history of Cade Bragg.
Yeah, so he signs with Texas A&M. You know, who
A&M,
went to
excuse
World
me.
Series last year. Yeah, he's a junior in high school, blows his arm out, so he goes to junior college, has two good years in junior college, then he signs with Texas Tech, another team that's been in the World Series recently. Then it just didn't work out, and Angelo State staff kept in touch with him, signs him this year, and he had, I want to say it was almost 40 innings in a row. Actually, I take that back. It was 35 innings in a row where he did not give up an earned run stretch this year. He's leading the country at a 1.11 ERA. But again, I don't think he's never seen an offense or a lineup like he's going to see this weekend against Colorado Mesa. And what makes this, I think, series so unique, Jim, is a couple things. One, I don't think I've ever seen this. Both teams, by the way, are ranked number one in the nation. You know, there's two polls in Division II. Angelo State's number one by the Collegiate Baseball Writers. Mesa's number one by the Collegiate Baseball Newspaper. And the one other thing that's kind of fun to talk about, Mesa has the longest current winning streak in the nation, 20 straight wins. Angelo State has the most wins in college baseball. That's Division I, II, and III, the only college baseball program with 50 wins this year. I know it's a lot of stats there, but that just shows, I think this is honestly the best baseball series you're going to watch, regardless of the level of baseball this weekend.
Jeremy Bryant from the Angelo State Radio Network with us today on the Team Sports Network, previewing the Super Regional tomorrow at San Angelo, Texas. Game one here on the team tomorrow night, starting at 5:15. And we talked about Cade Bragg and the year that he's had. Just an incredible season, 13-1 record with that 1.11 ERA. But Aaron Munson is not exactly chopped liver either. He's had a really good season. He's 8-2. His ERA is 3.89, but maybe not the numbers of Cade Bragg, but Aaron Munson is an arm that certainly has been really effective. He's put together a really good season for the Rams.
Yeah, he has. Munson last year had a rough start in the College World Series, and he's really bounced back this year. And he's pitching actually probably his best here in the month of May. And there's another kid that came over from TCU, Braxton Pearson. He's had a couple injuries, minor injuries throughout the season, but he's also a solid top three starter for Angelo State. And, you know, it's funny you mentioned before, this is such an even series. You know, every time they play each other, it always goes to that third, if necessary, game. And you get the feeling that the exact same thing is going to happen. Because I will say this, whoever wins this series, I think, is probably the front runner to win the national championship besides North Greenville. Tampa's lost. So really the big boys besides North Greenville are out. And so I really think the winner of this series has got a good shot at least being the national championship series.
Jeremy Bryant with the Angelo State Radio Network with us today on the Team Sports Network. And just looking at some other numbers and other things to kind of factor into this, what's going to be, like you said, I think a sensational series between the Mavericks and the Rams, that the Rams have stolen 183 bases this season, fourth most in Division II. We mentioned the number for the Mavericks, first time in program history. They've had 100 home runs and 100 stolen bases in a season. But for the Rams, a team that really creates a lot of problems on the base paths for the opposition, it's been a good season for them in that regard.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Kevin Brooks, longtime coach, he's the only coach in Angelo State history since 2005, and that's just his identity. It's not quite like the movie or the book Moneyball, but it's very similar to that. They're just going to have guys that, I mean, they have their whole entire starting lineup, except for maybe one or two guys, have stolen at least 10 bases this year. And that's just what they do. They'll lay the bunt down, they play a small ball, and they force the defense to make a mistake. And that's where a lot of times they'll get an extra run or two, just because simply they're putting pressure on the defense. But now, like you said before, Colorado Mesa is also doing that as well. So it's really two teams with a similar blueprint coming into the weekend.
Outside of Bragg and Munson, who else will they kind of rely on, Jeremy, in terms of an arm to go to turn to get them to the World Series?
Well, a couple guys, I'll give you a name out of the bullpen, and this is, I think, the deepest bullpen Angelo State's probably ever had that I've seen in 20 years, but the one that's really been phenomenal is Austin Teal. He is a former pitcher at Wake Forest. His numbers are, you know, just about 1.5 ERA, but he's just been solid. And there's a guy that has come up as a big-time start. It seems like always these kind of postseason series comes down to like a role player or a role pitcher that three or four starter comes off the bench. A guy named Jackson Berry out of Tennessee State. He's had some big starts in when the Rams needed him most. So those are kind of under-the-radar names, but Austin Teal and Jackson Berry.
Of course, we'll have coverage starting tomorrow night on the Team CMU Sports Network. Appreciate you guys helping us out with that, Jeremy, with the coverage from San Angelo, Texas. I always appreciate the time, and I'd like to say good luck, Rams, but I can't do that. I just can't. Go Mavericks, okay? But, hey, if you guys happen to end up there, obviously representing the South Central region, we'd hope you guys could pull it off. But we're kind of hoping the Mavericks get that opportunity before you guys. But we appreciate the time and appreciate the help as always, sir.
I appreciate it, Jim, and looking forward to it. And, hey, it's going to be a nice, cool 88, 89 degrees in San Angelo. That's actually probably decent this time of year down here in West Texas.
The cold snap in San Angelo.
Exactly.
Hey, Jeremy, thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Take care. Jeremy Bryant with the Angelo State Radio Network. Super good guy. Always is always there to